You're listening to the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey and Brady Beaton hanging out dockside today for the Dennis Stuckey Show, and we're here until 6 o'clock. Right now, we have the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race Chairperson, Tricia Smotherman, joining us on the program. And Tricia, welcome.
Well, thank you, Dennis. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, we know that there's a lot that goes into this race. In fact, probably the next year's chairperson is already working on next year's race. How many people does it really take to get this event so that it runs properly?
Well, Dennis, we have a volunteer base of 165 people. That's 165. And many places, that's a small village. It takes every single one of them.
And nobody's on the payroll, right? It's volunteer work.
Oh, well, I got a raise this year, but, you know, sometimes nothing is still nothing.
And this is a family affair for you because your husband has also been a race chair, and you guys have raced in this event.
Yeah, that's correct. Lance hit his old goat a few years ago, and for the listeners who don't understand, you're an old goat if you've done 25 baby Mackinac races. You're a Grand Ram if you've done 50, and we have three Grand Rams this year that we're very happy to welcome to that family. I've raced personally 8 of the Bayview Mackinac races, and I've been involved in the race management end of it for the last 15 or 16 years.
Now, I know that your husband's boat is Details.
Correct.
They did the Chicago race, and we're thankful that they made it through the rough weather of that race. But they will add to the crew this time around Mr. Bell. Is that correct?
That's correct. Larry has sailed with us for the past 4 or 5 years. He's taken out, he took out 1 year because on his bucket list was to go to every single Chicago Cubs home game, and he did that a couple years ago, and we're glad he's back, and we're glad for his involvement, his and Bell's Beer's involvement with the race.
Yeah, they partnering up with Bayview was huge a few years back, and I understand it's a very healthy relationship that you guys have.
We'd like to think so, yes.
And without that big-name sponsor, could you really keep this race going and at a cost where people would want to participate in it?
It would definitely get more costly for the sailor to participate if we did not have Bell's. We've got a very, very, I won't say a deep levels of sponsorship, but our sponsors have been true to us over the past few years. In fact, we have a new sponsor this year, Vortex Power Washing, and we continue to expand our sponsor base.
You have gone away from PERF, or Performance Handicap Racing, is it Formula? And you've gone to a new system now, the ORREZ. I know it's hard to explain, but can you kind of explain it to us?
I can kind of explain the concept. I am not handicapping literate. So what ORR and ORREZ do is they measure the boat on objective measurements, the depth of the keel, the length of the boat, the height of the mast, the measurement on the sails, it's all very objective, and there's a very little subjective element to it. PERF is a little bit more subjective. You can get human opinions and stuff that, well, we think the boat should really be doing this because, and it's based on the number factor like ORR and ORREZ are. And for that reason, we like ORR and ORREZ much better.
Okay. How many boats are going to start this race tomorrow?
Well, we've got 208 boats that are going to start the race tomorrow. We had 229 apply for the race. 221, I think, have withdrawn, and of those 21, 4 or 5 boats recently withdrawn just since the Chicago race due to damage they sustained, or no injuries, thank God, but more damage or with the boats or with the sails.
Yeah, that was a rough one. What's the weather look like for this one? Are we going to have a good wind? The last few races have gone super fast, and I know at the press conference you were a little nervous that this might be a slow one this year.
Well, that nervousness hasn't gone away, but I've been assured by our weather person, Mark Thornton, that it isn't going to be as slow as I had imagined it could be. So we're looking generally winds about 10 to 15 knots out of the east-southeast. So it could be, could be quick. Probably not as quick as the past couple of years, though.
All right, Tricia, anything else we need to know?
Dennis, the Bellevue Bayview Mackinac race would like to thank your co-worker, Bill Gilmore, for all he's done for the race. I understand that Bill is retiring on July 1st, and we just wanted to give him a shout-out and thank him for all his work that he's done. He's usually been on the start line at the races, so I hope you and your listeners listen to him tomorrow morning and, appreciate the depth and knowledge he brings to the start line.
Well, I will pass that on to him. Bill is past old goat, not quite to Grand Ram, and we were trying to talk him into Grand Ram, but he wants to retire now.
Well, understandable. I retired 2 years ago, and I think I'm busier now than I ever was when I was working.
All right. Well, congratulations on what I think is going to be another great race.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis. Appreciate talking to you.
All right. Thank you.